Welcome back to Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. I am your host, Adam Larson, and today's episode covers a few different topics. Chris Clulow, corporate controller of Cummins, talked with Mitch about leadership, technology trends in the industry, and the combination of the two for managing challenges associated with today's crisis and its working conditions. At the end of their conversation, Chris also shares a unique perspective on the future of the accountant. Let's head over and listen to the conversation now.
So I know in recent times, we've seen a number of changes to the role of the accountant and the controller. So from your perspective and your roles and responsibilities, how has technology really impacted the job that you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, it has changed dramatically over the course of my career, particularly as within Cummins. I've been here about almost 16 years, and we've invested a lot in technology and using tools where in the past we may have used a lot more human effort, a lot more things like Excel, a little bit more archaic technology tools to help drive our decision making. And now we have tools and processes that enable us to spend more time doing analytics and doing the work, doing the thought. And I think that's really, really key, where you spend a lot more time in the past pulling information together, compilation, and you didn't have as much time, you know, putting the data to work. And that's the real value you can add, both in an accounting and a greater finance area, where you provide some analysis to the business to help them drive better decisions, to make them aware of trends that may be imperceptible to those outside of the accounting or finance arenas. So it is really become quite powerful, things that we rely on. And it's gradual in some ways. I mean, we've seen the change, but sometimes you don't even notice how different it is now than it was, say, a decade ago.
Right. And you just touched on it slightly, where you said it's really about presenting this information to those who may not be as familiar with the financials. So from a leadership perspective, somebody who is, you know, in the front of the finance function, what is your leadership style in bringing other functions up to speed? And how do you go about communicating this information, these new insights, to them?
Yeah, I think the key is to really understand what they need, what they really need to know. So oftentimes, you know, when you're working with business partners, they'll ask a question or they'll ask for an analysis, a piece of information, without maybe an understanding of the effort that is involved or really what they're asking. So being able to kind of dig into that and ask the questions back to make sure you understand what they're looking for is really critical. To kind of come back and say, oh, you're asking this question, but I think you really mean something quite different, something that could take you, right off the top of your head, you can answer versus doing 40 hours of analysis. So I think being that good business partner really is pushing back at times and making sure you can provide things. But going back to the first statement with technology and tools, what I found is they've enabled our business partners, people outside of accounting and finance, to understand finances and even the accounting side better, because it's just more consumable. It's easier to understand when you see things in more standard formats or things that are just calculate for you. People are more adept at being able to understand those, what was very complicated finance and accounting. There's still areas certainly within accounting that people do not understand, and it's breaking it down to what do they really know, need to know, instead of going into the depths and plumbing the depths of what came out from the FASB and why these things are important. Oftentimes a business partner doesn't need to know that level of depth. You can just kind of bring it up to more of a 50,000 foot level of what they need to know and why.
That's great. And I think obviously today, everybody dealing with the crisis that's going on and the remote work, you know, I'm sure the technology that you're implementing has certainly enabled business continuity, and you're able to just kind of go about your day business as usual, but there is a little bit of a setback, I would guess, when it comes to the interaction and the communication and the leadership cross-functionally, because you might not be able to have these face-to-face conversations or these explanations. So I'm just curious if you've noticed anything along those lines at Cummins, and what your experiences have been since kind of shifting to this new remote work style.
Yeah, that is, you definitely miss out on the informal communications and certainly the nonverbal. Oftentimes you may do some video conferences here or there, but you're oftentimes talking on the phone, talking on Skype or Zoom, and you miss out on that. The bumping into somebody in the hallway or seeing somebody at lunch where you can have the conversations where you can actually keep things moving forward at a greater pace, and you can kind of make sure you're understanding the needs of the business. I am at the same time very pleasantly surprised at the continued progress we can make, and that is somewhat owing to technology, but also to the creativity of the people, of being able to continue to do their jobs, working remotely, and finding different ways to connect, whether it's just having informal Zoom sessions daily with their teams, using WhatsApp or text or anything under the sun from a technology perspective. I know even teams within my group are having a kind of FaceTime happy hours just to keep that connectivity together and making people feel like part of a team. And I think that's really important. It is definitely more difficult. I think one of the, this sounds strange to say it in this way, but one of the advantages we have colleagues within China who've been through this just very recently, and they've been incredibly helpful in how they steered through it. Many of them are still in lockdown. For those, we have some plants and locations in Wuhan that are just coming out of it now after over 8 weeks. But they found a way to communicate, to keep the business going, and to really keep it moving forward. And I think that was their coaching has helped us a lot.
You actually beat me to my next question, because I know Cummins is global, and particularly your role overseeing a lot of the global accounting. You touched on it a little bit, but have there been any global challenges since going to this, remote work? And I assume much of what you did was done obviously remotely anyway, but was there any part of this that maybe your global offices are feeling the effects and you're kind of coaching them through it also? Is there any reverse to this global relationship?
Yes, there is. And I think, there's challenges depending where you are in the world. I think there can be access to internet that's spotty. We have people, the whole country of India is now shut down until at least April 14th. And that's a very large population, and they're really shut down and all working from home, and they don't have the infrastructure capability, so they're finding different ways to schedule shifts and use technology in stages versus trying to do it all at once. So there's some certain challenges as we go around the world. So you're trying to have different ways to reach out. Last week I had a call with all the controllers in our Africa region, which are smaller countries oftentimes, and connectivity and infrastructure is not as advanced. And just talking them through and what they need to do and what they should pay attention to, and kind of, you have to have some understanding that people won't be able to execute to the standard they're were in the past. No one's going to get it right to the penny. And I said, prioritize and just kind of work on what's most important and kind of give yourself, I think there's an element of forgiveness of to say everybody's just doing the best they can. And I think that's what we'll have to do, making sure we cover all the big issues. But just, you have to be the caring aspect for people is critical at this point in time. You have to understand the pressures people are under. And offer some forgiveness. Just even, we're going through our accounting close this week. So we've added added an extra day of close, and we're going to evaluate midweek and see if we have to add another one. It creates pressure in different parts of the flow, but it's really important for people to know that you're hearing them and understand some of their challenges. So there's the conversations have kind of graduated to a new level as we're talking to people around the world, as the everyone's facing similar challenges in some ways and unique challenges in particular areas.
Mm-hmm. And as a finance leader, I'm asking a lot of questions about what you've done already and how you're going about your business. But have any questions been directed to you that there may not be a clear answer at this point? Are there any questions or concerns coming from your team that you don't have a definitive answer for right now? And if so, you know, how do you go about responding to that as a leader and working with the team to maybe come up with an answer?
That is an excellent question. And it goes well beyond accounting, but the number one question I get in it multiple times a day is when is this going to end? And it's a human question. It's less of a work question, but it's one that's ever present in everyone's mind. And it's important to talk it through and talk through how people are feeling, because a lot of people, myself included, or even our CEO expressed it on a call where he was kind of caught in, okay, what do I do? Do I work on the long term? Do I just work on the short term? How do I balance out what I'm doing? And my advice to everyone as they're going through that is just keep moving forward, keep working for the, you know, don't just think about today. You have to keep thinking about tomorrow, and what was important 3 or 4 months ago is still important. We certainly have to take care of the critical needs today, but we have to keep moving forward as well. So it's easy to get caught up in a little bit of freeze when you're in crisis mode. I think for me, it's helpful to express that everybody's really kind of can feel that at different points in time, and to keep moving forward. Shifting back to the accounting side, there's probably some things here that we're getting questions from auditors or multiple things in my emails full every day with other people offering advice on certain accounting questions where it's hard to answer. Ideas on impairment, on what is the, how does this change in the future? And how are we projecting out and forecasting and things like that? Those are difficult to answer. I mean, and they'll probably become increasingly difficult over the next few weeks. So there's accounting questions that are coming up now that we're trying to just do best efforts and come up with a good position on where we think we are as a company and where we are expect to be in 6-9 months and beyond. So I think that's a tough question right now.
That sure is. And, this may be a tough question to answer because of that, but, the challenges that you're realizing and really the productivity that you're maintaining, in addition to everything that we already previously addressed, as far as the changing role of the accountant and the controller, you know, how do you think the role in finance and accounting may evolve even more in the future? Do you believe that this has any kind of sustainability to it, the whole remote aspect, or do you see technology changing the role in the office even further than it already has? What is your long-term vision for the finance function?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. I do think, you know, the current crisis is unleashed the creativity, which I mentioned, of people trying to find new ways to do things, and some of those will stay. We found even early on, people have found solutions to things that we're doing remotely that actually make more sense than what we were doing in the first place, and they're more efficient and actually more accurate. So we're finding some good solutions there, but I do see, you know, finance and accounting plays a really key role in running a business. And when you get into a crisis mode, I think people begin to see that and appreciate it to a greater level, where they can see the hard work, see the value, and see the importance of maintaining, you know, a strong financial as being kind of the backbone of a company, both from an accounting and finance perspective. So I think that it does create an appreciation for people in the functions, and I think that helps kind of raise the profile, I'll say, of finance and accounting in a company, and people will tend to lean on them even more, but also appreciate the kind of the hard work that they're faced with. So I think that's a key learning. So a little change, I think, just I would say the internal dynamics of how the function interacts with other functions. But how we work, I think, will change as well. I mean, I think we were trending already towards an environment where more people were working remotely, and you didn't have to be in the same office to be interacting and managing a team. I've managed global teams for most of the last 10 years, and you have people that you may not see but once or twice a year live, and it works out fine. If you just have, it takes a different level of attention, and you have to have some different tools in your leadership toolbox to do that. But I think it's worked out quite well. So I think that's something I think this will be an accelerator for that, where you'll have people saying, "Well, this seems to work," and you know, I worked better at home at times, so I'd like to do that, you know, a couple times a week or do it differently. So I think that'll rise in kind of throughout the world. I think people will see that. Granted, once we're free to move about, I think people will be running all over the place. But I think in the long run, I think people will see some value of working remotely, and that it's a completely viable solution in almost every part of our function.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.